Welcome to the second annual Red River Radio Young Artist Competition Winners Concert, coming to you from the University Center Theater on the campus of Louisiana State University in Shreveport. This program features talented young musicians chosen from entries submitted from throughout Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana. And now, please welcome your host, the maestro himself, Kermit Poling.
Thank you, and good afternoon to you. As Wally Derleth just said, this is, of course, the Winners Concert, our second annual Winners Concert. There will be many more of these young artist competitions. There is a national program that Red River Radio airs. It's called From the Top. We've also been very fortunate to have had winners from last year's show who have appeared on the national program From the Top. So in-house, we sort of refer to this as almost From the Top. We have winners that have been chosen from entries that we received from three states. This competition is open to young musicians in Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. And we had two judges this year. We had Elizabeth O'Bannon, who's the concertmaster of the Shreveport Symphony. And we also had Boris Malaga, who is the principal violist of the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. And they were our judges. And you'll notice as you look at the program that one of the students is mine, that one. So, of course, I was there playing recordings and nervously twiddling my thumbs, hoping that that it would all work out, which it has. And I think you'll be very impressed with the very high caliber of musicianship that we have right here in our region. So without further ado, we're going to introduce our first of two winners who appeared in last year's show. And we're very glad that they're coming back for an encore performance. So please welcome to the stage, this is 13-year-old Elizabeth Bordelon of Shreveport. Elizabeth, come on up. Now, Elizabeth is not only a violinist, she's also a singer, and you'll be singing later on in this program as well, which you happened to do last year also. So you get to do double duty this afternoon. But you'll be starting off playing a violin concerto, and you've been playing violin for quite a long time. You're quite serious about it. How long have you been playing?
Since I was six.
Since you were six, and you're at the ripe old age of 13 at this point. So that's long enough. That's half your life that you've been playing. But you're also involved in much more than music. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
I love to paint and draw. I love dancing. And it's also another way for me to express my feelings as well.
So other forms of art.
Yes.
And I also know, and I know this because I get to see your Facebook page and I see the pictures that come from time to time, but you have an interest in fashion as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and some of the aspects of fashion that you enjoy?
I love color and design and the way things are cut. Like, I like Sweetheart a lot.
All right. That's great. Well, we're going to start off with a piece of music that is by the great classical composer, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Last year, you played music by another classical composer, Haydn. This is the first movement from the second violin concerto, the concerto in D major of Mozart. Any thoughts, feelings about that you want to share before we play it?
It's very energetic and joyous, and it's very fun to play.
One thing that I think relates, I think, very well to you, since you sing also, it's often been said about Mozart's music that everything that he wrote is vocal music, it's opera. And I think that that shows in your playing.
Well, before we begin, I would like to dedicate my piece to all the mothers listening today.
Beautiful. Yes, happy Mother's Day. For those of you listening, this concert was recorded on Mother's Day, as it was last year. All right, so we're going to, I love saying this, just like Chris O'Reilly, we're going to take the Mozart from the top. Mozart?
Yes.
Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. 13-year-old Elizabeth Borderline from Shreveport performing the first movement of the Violin Concerto No. 2 in D major of Mozart. Next up, another performer from Shreveport. We'll be hearing Elliot Haas. He's 15. And he is a cello student of Christina Vasca Haas, a cellist in the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra, also with the Centenary Suzuki School as well. And we'll bring Elliot out onto the stage right now. So please welcome Elliot Haas. So, Elliot, you're a student at Magnet High.
Yes.
And you also happen to be, of course, not only the son of a cellist, your mom, Christina, but also the principal bassist of the Shreveport Symphony, Peter Haas. So you've grown up as a musician in a music family. What's that like?
There's just always music going on in the house, any time of day. I mean, Isaac, my older brother, is into musical theater and all, and he comes into the house singing, and I'm practicing a lot, and people are just always listening to music, and it's just enveloped me my whole life.
Have you ever felt that put extra added pressure on you, or you think that was actually kind of a release because you're able to join the family in music?
I think it's a release because, yeah, I love playing music, and I'm really glad I was raised in this family.
Do you have, aside from music, and I know music's a major part of your life, what else are you involved with that you enjoy?
I like to read, and music, I mean, there's not really much else I do.
That's all right. Well, it's very much the same way when I was your age, so that's really terrific. Well, you're going to play a very moving, rather solemn piece by Ernest Bloch. The Prayer from Jewish Life, number one. Can you talk a little bit about the piece?
It's very, like, if you just listen to it, it sounds very Jewish, and it's really mournful, and it's not very happy. I like it because it's very moving, as you said.
Right. And is there influence? Let me say, because you were raised in a Jewish family, so do you find that as being an important connection in doing this piece?
Yeah, I do, like, when I play it, I can hear the cantor, and I can really just relate to the music.
All right. Well, we'll hear that next. This music by Ernest Bloch, The Prayer from Jewish Life, number one. This is Elliot Haas, age 15, who will be accompanied by his mother, Christina Vasca Haas, on the piano. So as soon as you're ready and tuned, go right ahead.
Thank you.
15-year-old Elliot Haas from the Shreveport performing the prayer from Jewish Life Number 1 of Bloch, accompanied by Christina Vaska Haas. Next up, another performer from Shreveport. We've been we're pretty thick with Shreveport winners this year, this is also someone who was a winner last year, and so another returning performer. Please welcome to the stage, this is Sean Nathan of Shreveport. Now, Sean, you're at the ripe old age of 16 now.
Yes,
and you're at Caddo Magnet High School. And, of course, you got to perform last year and played quite wonderfully. But I was noticing backstage that you were kind of playing, you know, around with ping pong balls and all of that. And on your sheet, you wrote that you really like tennis and Xbox. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Are you into sports as much as music?
Yes, sir. I used to play a lot of sports, but then I kind of shifted my focus towards tennis. And then now I'm on my school team. We just got back from state and regionals. And then I also, in my spare time, I like to play Xbox.
All right. Okay. Well, Xbox, I can understand. So how does tennis work for you?
I made it past regionals, but then I lost to the number one seed at state.
Oh, but you made it past regionals. That's terrific. That's what. Do you think you like one more than other? Performing music or sports or a combination of all of it together?
They both have a different feel, but like the combination of music and sports is what like. It's a good feeling.
Okay. Well, you're getting to that age where you really, I think, probably have a good idea of what you want to do with life and all of that. Talk about that a little bit.
I really aspire to go to medical school and hopefully become an anesthesiologist.
Okay. Now, I might add, both your parents are physicians, are they not?
Yes, sir.
All right. So does that have any influence on you whatsoever?
Pretty much.
That's good. Well, you're going to play a piece by Sarasate.
Yes, sir.
Talk a little bit about the music.
The piece is called Caprice Basque, and it's modeled after the Basque country in Spain, where everybody's kind of majestic and just prideful. And Sarasate is also a Spanish composer, and he's mainly known for his showpieces, so he's got a lot of flair in his pieces, like left-hand pizzicato sections, double stops, and the really fast section at the end. So it's quite a fun piece.
It's a very showy piece, and we're looking forward to hearing that. Sean, you're going to be accompanied by your mother, Sherry Ann Nathan, who's over there at the piano waiting for you. So we're excited to hear it. This is the Sarasate Caprice Basque, as performed by Sean Nathan and Sherry Ann Nathan. So. Thank you. 16-year-old Sean Nathan of Shreveport for playing the Caprice Basque, Opus 24. That's music of Pablo de Sarasate. Next up, a 17-year-old performer from Boyce, Louisiana. Please welcome to the stage Cole Andes. Now, Cole, those of you here in the audience, everyone will notice that you don't have a violin or a cello or something that would be considered traditional classical music, but you perform another type of music in particular, bluegrass music, that you're very fond of, and a terrific player. But you haven't been playing that long. When did you start playing?
When I was 13.
When you were 13, so mm-hmm. for four years. Mm-hmm. What got you interested in the banjo?
We went to a folk festival in Tennessee, and we saw somebody playing there, and I saw the guy play it, and I just liked it. Mm-hmm. I told my parents I wanted to play it, and they bought me one for my 13th birthday.
All right. And in your journey to become a bluegrass player, you've met some interesting people. And before we talk about the group that you've played with, you got to meet, and I think, I don't know if everybody knows this, but he's a very, very fine banjo player, and that's the comedian Steve Martin. And how did you meet him?
It was just really a chance thing.
Was this in the trip to Tennessee the same one or mm-hmm. different trip? Okay, same one. But you perform with or have performed with, is it third time out?
I jammed with him.
Jammed with him. Well, that's the same thing. It's a different doesn't have to be a formal concert. Talk a little bit about that. What was that like for you?
Oh, that was super fun. I mean, all the guys are great instrumentalists and they're just super nice. As good as they are, they don't turn anybody down to play with them. No matter how bad they are.
Well, I think we're all going to hear what a terrific player you are, and you're going to be doing some jamming with a well-known Shreveport musician, and that's Henry Edwards, who's on the staff here at Red River Radio, also in the Shreveport Symphony, not with a violin in his hand, but this time with guitar. So you're going to be playing. Tell me a little bit about the song. What are you going to be playing?
Salt Creek.
Salt Creek, and this is by Clay Jones, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so performing next, Salt Creek, this is Cole Andes performing with Henry Edwards, and we'll hear a little bit of bluegrass. Year-old Cole Andes from performing with Henry Edwards there in Salt Creek of Clay Jones. And Cole, I hope sometime to hear you on Bluegrass Breakdown one of these Saturday evenings on your public radio station, Red River Radio. Coming back out onto the stage for a performance, this time a vocal performance, please welcome back Elizabeth Bordelon. This time without violin in hand. And, of course, you study with a well-known teacher here in town, Janice Aiken, who is the wife of Steve Aiken, who's the head of Shreveport Opera. Do you have any thoughts about maybe someday becoming an opera singer?
Oh, yes, definitely, in the Met.
You realize I'm your violin teacher, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. Well, as long as we're clear about that. But you love theater. I know we've talked about this. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and why?
I love to express my feelings in that way as well, and I love Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
His use of language is so beautiful.
And there is much music that beautifully written that accompanies the thoughts of Shakespeare, inspired by Shakespeare, as you well know. Now, this next piece is not one of those, but it's by a great, seldom think of him just that way, but a songwriter, Franz Schubert. I think of a great classical composer, but he wrote songs and songs and songs. Talk a little bit about this one that you'll be singing.
I will be singing Seligkeit, and it means bliss, the bliss that comes from love. And the singer compares being in heaven with the angels to being here on earth with his love.
All right. Well, here we go. This is Elizabeth Bordelon. I'll move back over to the piano this time around. Seligkeit, the music of Franz Schubert. Year-old Elizabeth Bordelon of Shreveport singing Seligkeit, the music of Franz Schubert. Well, earlier we heard Sean Nathan. Now we'll hear his younger brother. Please welcome to the stage Neil Nathan. Come on over to the microphones, Neil. Great to have you here. You're 14. This is your first time in the Young Winners circle here. Did your brother give you any advice before you came down for this?
Not really.
Okay, all right. I was just wondering. What about you? Do you have plans of being a physician as well?
Yes, I would like to be an orthopedic surgeon when I grow up.
All right, so medicine definitely running in your family, but as does music, because you have a very, very musical family, and we're aware of that. I do want to ask you something, because we received a press release at the station yesterday, in fact. And I think you have just won some sort of an award for volunteerism. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I won the Prudential Spirit of Community Award for the state. There were two people selected for this for Louisiana, a middle school and a high schooler. Mm-hmm. And basically, I started a day of recognition, like Mother's Day or Father's Day, except for caretakers, because of my nanny, who's been taking care of me ever since the day I was born. And it was proclaimed for the city of Shreveport, the state of Louisiana, and I even received a proclamation from President Obama, and then it led to more things like helping mentally handicapped residents at Holy Angels connect their families through Skype.
Well, that is absolutely terrific that you have done that. And the date of the day, it's both in the in the city and the state. Is what, mm-hmm. What is the date?
July 1st.
July 1st, and it is Caretakers Day?
Mm-hmm.
Caretakers Day. So congratulations for
you
for getting that. And
absolutely.
Now, why the cello and not the violin?
I didn't really want to be like my brother, I guess.
That's good. That's good. Talk a little bit about this piece, about the Popper.
This is Hungarian Rhapsody by David Popper, and I like it because it's one of my favorite show pieces, and it has a lot of variety. It has a lot of fast runs and scales, but also beautiful slow melodies and a variation of high notes and low notes, too.
All right, terrific. Well, we're looking forward to hearing it. The music of David Popper, the Hungarian Rhapsody, Opus 68. This is 14-year-old Neil Nathan, who will be accompanied by Dr. Gay Gross at the piano, and look forward to hearing it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music of David Popper, the Hungarian Rhapsody, Opus 68, another cello student of Krisztina Vaska-Haas, if I may add that. We're down to our final performer for the afternoon, the last winner from our second annual Red River Radio Young Artist Competition. Please welcome to the stage pianist Wesley Ducote. And Wesley, you're a student at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts. And a come on over to the mic. Don't be afraid. We're going to get to you're going to get to be on the radio. You're going to get to talk on the radio as well. How long have you been there?
This is my second year. The end of my second year.
Second year. How long have you been playing piano?
7 years.
7 years. And what got you interested in being a pianist?
Well, my brother started, and so probably the parents first got me into playing piano, but I didn't really like it that much until later, probably around sixth grade, when I got to hear other people play piano and see how it could actually sound really good.
And you, you evidently have done very well with it. Recently, you were selected as a winner of the concerto competition from the Rapide Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
With Joshua Zona, so you got to play the first movement of Schumann's A minor piano competition.
Yes,
talk about that. What was it like playing with an orchestra?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. The whole ensemble, just the wall of sound that you get to be a part of. And certainly there's the energy you get from performing in front of a big crowd. And that was, it was a lot of fun.
That's terrific. And piano isn't the only music, the instrument that you play.
No, sir.
You dabble in some others?
Yeah, I also play saxophone and clarinet.
All right, saxophone. So you play some jazz when you're not playing classical music?
Yeah.
You do? All right. So a man with a renaissance man. That's what we call you. Well, you're going to play right now music of Chopin. Anything you want to comment about the Polonaise in A-flat?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. Well, it's one of the top hits in the classical music repertoire, the A-flat major heroic Polonaise, and that's what we'll hear now. This is Wesley Ducote, age 16, performing the music of Chopin. Thank you.
16-year-old Wesley DeCote, performing the Polonaise in A-flat major, the heroic Polonaise, the music of Chopin. And Wesley, why don't you stay out on stage? I'd like for all of the other performers to come back on stage, if we can bring them out. Hopefully they're there. Here they come. It's really been terrific having you as part of the show. Let's give one more round of applause. And I invite you to come join them and us just outside here. We're going to have a reception here, so your opportunity to meet these wonderful performers. And I think they're just a great, great sign of not only future musicians, but future citizens as well. So thank you all for being part of the competition. You'll all get a certificate. You'll all be getting a copy of your own personal copy of the performance. And of course, this will be broadcast at a future date. Thank you again so much. Thanks to all of you for being here. This broadcast is a production of Red River Radio. It was recorded by Bill Beckett with the assistance of Henry Edwards, Renee Moran, Wally Derleth, and Lillian Hendrick. I want to thank the staff here at the LSUS University Center Theater. I'm your host, Kermit Poling. Thank you so much for being part of this broadcast, and I hope that you will join us for the third annual Red River Radio Young Artist Competition next year. Until then, so long.